Stronger Ties via the National 4-H Conference. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. Voicing their opinions and building relationships over the course of several days, it's the National 4-H Conference gathering at the nation's capital.
We're going to be proud to host them on our apron right outside of the Whitten Building. Welcome them to our USDA headquarters.
That's Jay Hampe. He's the director of the USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture, and he's leading this particular conference.
Later into the week, that Career Exploration Expo, well, they'll have the chance to look at all the careers that support the agricultural industry. This year's theme, which was selected by the delegates who will attend, it's Stronger Ties, Deeper Roots, and Empowered Leaders. And while working together, forging those lifelong points of interconnectivity that all 50 states, U.S. territories, our tribal lands, they're going to have the chance to create personal and professional networks that they will carry with them throughout their life.
And as he pointed out, this is a working conference for the 4-H attendees.
This is our flagship event, and NIFA hosts it. We're proud to host it. Its origins span nearly a century now, going all the way back to 1927. And early on, it was referred to as the Secretary's Conference. Going all the way back to 1927, those first conferences were actually held on the Mall, and the conference attendees stayed in tents. It brings together students from all 50 states, U.S. territories, as well as tribal lands to work together in a shared, service-oriented, hands-on activity. And I think that's what sets 4-H Conference apart from many other youth leadership conferences.
He pointed out this is a unique conference.
This one is structured a little differently in that I would frame it as a working conference. And so students will assemble in 22, as we frame them, roundtable groups to address questions from our federal partners, ranging from NASA, DOE, Department of Energy, and the Smithsonian, all the way to the House and Senate Ag Committees to address societal challenges as well as opportunities to get a youth perspective on those.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.